With SRN News, I'm John Scott. For 2 weeks, Memphis has been bracing for an influx of National Guard troops after President Trump announced his intention to deploy them to the city. At a news conference, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says crime needs to be a part of Memphis's past and not its future.
Memphis is a world-class city, and before us, we have a generational opportunity to make Memphis a safe city.
That audio courtesy of WATN-TV. Governor Lee says additional federal law enforcement agents will focus on crime in Memphis starting next week. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is rejecting Democratic demands on health care as unserious, but says a government shutdown is still avoidable. Thune says Democrats are going to have to dial back their demands to immediately extend health insurance subsidies and reverse the health care policies that Republicans passed over the summer. Defense ministers from several Eastern European countries are holding talks to bolster drone defenses after recent airspace violations.
Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland have all been working on the drone wall project. EU Commission spokesman Thomas Renier says the list of countries participating has been expanded.
I mentioned the 7 frontline member states to that list. We have added Slovakia. We have added Ukraine, that was, of course, fully associated, giving their experience, and, of course, Denmark.
Jets scrambled on September 10 to shoot down a number of Russian drones that breached Polish airspace was one example, while airports in Denmark were temporarily closed this week after drones were flown nearby. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street, stocks are trimming their losses for the week. The Dow is up 312 points, the Nasdaq adding 81 points. This is SRN News. Internationally renowned evangelist, author, and pastor Vadi Bakum has died at the age of 56 after decades of preaching the cause of Christ. In a 2021 interview with Lori Tradup of SRN News, he was asked whether he felt Christians should be more involved in politics.
What is a Christian's responsibility to be informed and be involved?
We also have to be in the world and of the world. I think there's a ditch on both sides of the road. There's a ditch on one side of the road where people are more familiar with their politics than they are with their theology. And there's a ditch on the other side of the road where people's theology doesn't influence or impact their politics. Christ is Lord of all. He's Lord over all, which means that we can't exclude any of those areas of our life. And we can't exclude him for the sake of those areas in our life.
Vadi Bakum passed away at his family's home in Florida on Thursday. This is SRN News. A swarm of robbers hit a California jewelry store.
At least 2 dozen people wearing masks and some carrying pickaxes and handguns smashed jewelry cases and made off with bags full of items at a San Francisco Bay Area jewelry store. Video from the Monday robbery shows a stream of people wearing masks covering their entire faces, entering the jewelry store and then using the pickaxes to crack the glass cases and clear them out. The robbers fled to cars waiting nearby. Officers say they tracked the vehicles from the air and have arrested several suspects. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in Washington State say forensic tests confirm that the remains of a former soldier who was wanted for killing his 3 young daughters have been found. They say the remains of Travis Decker were located in a remote wooded area of central Washington. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.